At more than one wedding where I have presided here in this place, more than once I have given the couple about to be married some particular advice. We have already met for premarital counseling sessions, and in those sessions we talk about the blessings and challenges of relationship, of having an enduring relationship, and I will sometimes offer some strategies for how to build and strengthen such relationships. And sometimes it depends on the couple and how I've come to know them, whether I decide to give this advice on that particular day. But if I decide to, the advice to them is this: I hope you will provoke each other. I hope you will provoke each other. How's that for supporting and deepening a relationship? Think of the last time someone provoked you. It might have been this morning at breakfast. It might have been 10 minutes after you walked through the doors of this church. Do you remember how you felt? The dictionary suggests that to provoke is to stimulate or incite someone to do or feel something, especially by arousing anger in them. Did you hear about that provocation in today's Old Testament lesson? One of Hannah's rivals provokes her, irritates her severely about her lack of ability to bear a child. But I take my cue for offering that advice not from the dictionary or even from the Old Testament example, but from today's reading in the letter to the Hebrews. The writer to that community, it is an early Christian community of Jews who have become Christians. They are striving and struggling to determine what it means to be the body of Christ in the very early era of the church. It is a time when they are suffering persecution because they have chosen to identify with Christ. And there in the midst of that comes this advice to them: let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. Now, that Latin word provoke, I think, gives us a clue as to how we can embrace that word for our lives together here. Voke, rooted in the Latin word vocare, which means to call. It's where we get our word vocation. And pro, which means forth or out. In other words, to provoke is to call forth, to call out. To call out, that should be a familiar term for the Christian community. To call forth that person, that love, that generosity of spirit that you see in another. So to the couple getting married, I'm very clear during premarital counseling sessions. If you think that somehow after the wedding vows have been exchanged, you can change that other person into the person you want them to be, you are doomed. On the other hand, what if you see something in that person that they cannot see in themselves? What if you see in them a capacity for compassion, for generosity, that they aren't aware of? Or you may see the gifts that God has given another that he or she can't quite identify in themselves. You may see who God is calling them to be. And if so, provoke, call forth, call out that gift that God has given them. The writer to the Hebrews goes on to say, do not neglect to meet with each other, but encourage one another. And isn't that part of what we do in our life together here? On Sunday mornings, yes, our primary purpose is to worship God. But in this weekly gathering, and in every gathering that occurs in this place, something else is meant to happen. That we're continually provoking, maybe even prodding each other sometimes, to a life of greater generosity and love. We are aroused, we are energized, not in anger, but in love. that we provoke one another to be generous in the offering of ourselves and of our gifts, be they time, talent, or treasure. Those of you who have heard me preach know me well enough that I like to think sometimes of taglines or slogans that we can put over the entrance of the church that describes who we are. And maybe one for this week is, "We're here to provoke you." And let's see how many people that brings through the doors. Today is our Commitment Sunday here at St. John's. We ask everyone who has an affiliation with St. John's to consider how they can make an offering to God, an offering of money, or of time, or of talents, or of all three, of all that God has given them. And we are unapologetic in asking people to consider making a sacrificial offering. And that can be provocative. I know that at times when I have talked about moving towards a tithe in our giving, that is, giving away the first 10% of our income, I have provoked people. Sometimes I have caused confusion. Sometimes I have provoked anger. Or as one of you once said to me in consternation, that math doesn't make any sense. And of course, fundamentally, it doesn't. But does it provoke us to think more, to pray more, to consider more how the offering of our gifts to God through the ministry and mission of this church may make God's love and generosity made more manifest in the world? I have a friend in another parish who was asked to give a stewardship reflection two or three weeks ago in his parish. And in doing so, he quoted Bishop Gene Robinson about the need to have a lump in the throat when we make our pledge. And what Bishop Robinson was suggesting is that it ought to be a stretch. Maybe we're not sure we can do it. However, isn't there another meaning to having that lump in our throat, that maybe we have been moved or touched or made more aware of all the ways that God is present in our lives? And so we give thanks, and we give of ourselves and of our resources of time and talent. For our Lord's part, we know well that he wasn't afraid to provoke people. Jesus' words and actions aroused anger in many corners, but the record remains that Jesus stimulated in others and still does in us life itself, enlarging our capacity to love and to give, so that our walk on this earth involves cultivating over and over again glad and generous hearts. And while that may involve sacrifice, it may involve the challenge, is it not also easy for us? Because we have discovered here at St. John's again and again that everything that we need to respond to God's purpose for us here has already been given to us. I cannot tell you what kind of pledge you should make today. For some of you, it may be greater than you think you can manage. For others, a financial commitment of any kind may be impossible. But a check on the pledge card offering your time and talent is as worthy a gift as any monetary donation. Whatever it is that you offer to give today, however, I'm here this morning to provoke you. And I hope that you are here every week to provoke me, to encourage me, to inspire me. Let's provoke one another to love and to good deeds, never neglecting to meet together and always, always encouraging each other to the glory of God. Amen.